Okay, we're holding on Sachem Daf Pei Gimel. We're at the top of Pei Gimel Amud Aleph. For those who are holding at my pace, we have a little bit of catching up to do. So I hope Emir Tzachem to do two daf a day, at least during the weeks, maybe potentially on the weekends as well. Two daf a day, and we'll be caught up a little bit before the CM Emir Tzachem. That's the plan. Okay. So here are the things that are burnt up on that 16th day. The bones of the korban, then the sinews, and any leftover meat. They're burned up on the 16th. Chala shisha asar lihiyot b'shabbat yisrafu b'shiva asar lefi she'einan dochin lo d'shabbat v'lo d'yom tov. Okay, so if that 16th falls out on Shabbat, then you push it off, you burn it the 17th, because burning it up, burning these excess parts of the korban is not docha Shabbat or Yom Tov. Gemara. Amar Rav Mari Baravua Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Atzamot Kadoshim Sheshimshu Notar Betamin Eteyadayim Hol V'nasu Basis L'Devar Asur. Okay, so the bones of a korban that had meat still attached to it, and that meat was notar, meaning it was part of the korban that was left over, could no longer be consumed at that point, they make the hands tameh, because the bones themselves were like a basis for something that was asur, the notar. Name a messiah lay. Maybe our Mishnah is a good support for this shita. Hatzamot v'aginim v'notar yisifu l'shishasar. Hani hatzamot echidami elei medleit behu moach. Lama besreifa nishadin hu. So our Mishnah says that you have to burn up the bones. Right now, what type of bones are we talking about? Are we talking about bones that have no marrow inside them? Well, if they have no marrow inside them, why would you have to burn them? Right? You should just throw them away. Elab sheep that they eat behumah. Right? There must be they have marrow in them. Otherwise, you'd just be able to throw them away. Emar bishlam shimush notar miltehi. Now, if you want to say the fact that the bones serve as a base for the notar meat, the leftover meat, and that is a significant matter that impacts the bones themselves. So now we understand why the bones need to be burnt. Eliyamar shimush notar lav miltahi. But if you want to say the fact that they served as a base for the notar is of no consequence, lamalu sreifa nitburinhu v'nechalza lamoach dide v'nisrefe v'nishadinu ladide. Right. So why would you need to burn them? Just break the bones open, burn the marrow inside them, and then throw out the bones. You don't need to burn all the bones. Elalav shmamina shimush notar miltahi. Rather, let's conclude from our Mishnah that, in fact, holding on to, serving as the base for notar meat, for the meat that was left over from the korban, impacts the bone themselves. Amri lo, so they said, respond, no, absolutely not. Le'olam eibel chashimush notar lav milto. He said that being serving the notar is not a significant halachic matter because of our bo b'chasher v'afilu b'pasul. Rather, the word bo, as is mentioned in etzem lo tishberu bo in the pasuk, tells you not to break the bones. Now, you had a havamina perhaps that breaking the bones is only a problem while the korban was still kosher and the time that you could eat it. That's when you can't break the bones. But bo means in any event, right? You should never break these bones, whether it's kosher or pasul. So why don't we break the bones open and extract the marrow, burn the marrow, and throw out the bones? Not because the bones need to be burnt themselves, but just because you're not allowed to break the bones, even when the korban is puzzle. Afilu b'fasul salakadaita. Really? Even when the korban is puzzle, we still have that iser of breaking the bones? The hatnan aval hamotir b'tahor v'hashover b'tame en osofek darabai. Right, so we learn in the Mishnah that someone who leaves over Pesach meat, alternatively, someone who breaks bones of a tamei korban pesach does not get 40 lashes, right? Lo kasha kanjai talo shana kosher, kanjai talo shana kosher. When does it mean that you don't get 40, meaning the implication of you don't get 40 lashes is that there's no iser around breaking the bones, or no Torah iser around breaking the bones, certainly. And we respond, it's not a contradiction, right? Rather, when it talks about not getting 40 lashes for breaking the bones, that is a pasul korban that was never kosher. However, the inyan of a korban of being notar, of being left over korban, is that it was kosher. Now it is a korban that once was kosher and now is rendered pasul, but that's not the same as a korban that was never kosher. So once the iser of breaking the bones was relevant to it in that it was, at that period of time, kosher, he doesn't lose that iser. But if the korban was never kosher, it was just this iser was never relevant to it. And that's why you don't get the 40 lashes in that case. Umantana deshani le bein shahaita lo shata kosher le lo haita lo shata kosher. Who is the Tana who differentiates between these two things, whether it was ever valid or not? Rabbi Yaakov, that's Rabbi Yaakov. Shiti Netanya, we have the right of etzem lo tish merubo. You cannot break the bones. Bo bechasher velo befasul. Right? What we mean by bo means by a kosher korban, but not by a pasul korban. Rabbi Yaakov Omer. Aitalo shata kosher v'nifsal. If it once was valid and now it is not valid, yesh bo mishum shvirat etzem. Lo aitalo shata kosher, ain't bo mishum shvirat etzem. Right? If it was ever valid, then this issur applies to it. If it was never valid, the issur doesn't apply to it. Rabbi Shimon Omer echad zeh ve'echad zeh bo mishum shvirat etzem. However, Rabbi Shimon argues, says no. There's no issur when the korban is pasul, regardless of whether it was valid at one point. Meitiveh. Well, let's challenge Rav Yitzchak's shita. Kol atzamar kodshim ein tu'un in sreifa. All bones of kodshim don't need to be burned. Chutz metzamar pesach, except for the bones of a korban pesach. Mipnei hatakala, because we're concerned that if you leave them around, you're going to come to do something wrong with them. Hani atzamar echidami. Now, what bones are we talking about? Like, what's the case of these bones? Ilam et leib b'moach. If you're talking about a case where the bones do not have marrow in them, lam lo sreifa. Why didn't you burn them at all? Ela pshita di b'moach. V'isal gadai tachshimash nota milta hi atzamar kodshim amai ein tun in sreifa. Right. So they have marrow in them, and if you thought that serving as the base for notar was a significant matter, why would atzamot kedoshim, meaning why would the other bones aside from korban pesach, the bones of other korbanot, not need to be burnt? Right, they're also notar. Right, so we're looking specifically at korban pesach, but we just said. We have this braita that indicates that that all other korbanot, the bones are not a problem, but they should be a problem if they're shibush notar. No, Rav Zvid Amar Hafamayaskinan Kegon Shematzan Tzivurin, right, or Tziburin, right, where you found the bones in piles. Umehen Chalutzin. Right, and some of them had been emptied of their. Second, did I skip a part? I think I skipped a part. Amar of Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Okay, so Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak gives the first response. I apologize, I skipped that. Hachamayaskinan kigon shematzan chalutzin. So we're talking about when you found them emptied out. Atzamo kedoshim de'en ben mishum shvira etzem kame de nahavu notar chaltzinu v'lo ave shimush notar. So when it comes to the atzamo kedoshim, which does not have the kodshim, right? When it comes to the bones of just other korbanot, where there is no iser of breaking the bones, you can assume that the bones were broken when you were eating the korban, and the marrow was sucked out while the korban was still kosher. It lost all of its marrow, right? So it was broken before it ever became notar. Velo havu shimush notar. In which case, these bones never served notar. Velo ba'u sreifa. So they didn't need to be burned. Atzamot ha-pesach comes to the bones of a korban pesach. Yesh bin mishum shvira etzem. Levatar nehavu notar hu dechaltzinu. Right? Since you're not allowed to break the bones, we assume that when did you break the bones? Only after it became pasul. In which case, these bones once served as notar. V'havalu shimush notar ba'u sreifa. And that's why they need to be burned. Okay. Now, second answer was Viramar. Hachamayaskinan kego. Shematzan tziburin tziburin, right? Where you found piles of bones, mehen chalutzin, mehen chazim. Some of the piles were emptied out of their marrow. Atzamot kodshim, the ein ben mishum shvirat etzem, lechulhu habachalitz lehu vaachilahu. We presume that when it came to the bones of the kodshim, that all of them would have been broken open, since there's never an issue with breaking open the bones. The low by strefa, and therefore they don't need to be burnt up. Atzamara pesach the yeshu mishum shuvera etzim dilma hani chalitzin hu laanach lo chalitzin hu. However, when it comes to atzamot pesach, since there's a problem with breaking open the bones, we can assume that the bones of the korban pesach were not the bones that were broken into and opened out. And therefore the bones need to be burned because they were presumed to have been involved in carrying notar. Amar of Yehuda, Amar Rav, kol hagidin basar chutz me gide tzavar. Right. So the sinews that we said need to be burned up. All sinews are considered like flesh of an animal that would need to be burnt, except for the sinews of the neck, which are not meaty enough. So okay, well, we learned in our Mishnah that the sinews need to be burnt up on the 16th. Now, what sinews are we talking about? Ilema gide basar. If you want to say that they're the sinews of basar, of that they're, you know, the sinews that we consider tantamount to meat. Nechlenu, eat them. Vide itotar. And if they're just notar, they're left over. Hainu notar. Well, then they're just notar. You don't have to teach me that sinews need to be burnt. Those, if they could have been eaten, then eat them. And if they're left over, then they're notar. You don't have to teach me notar and the sinews. Rather, we must be talking here about the sinews of the neck. If you want to say that they do constitute meat, that would mean that that would explain why they need sreifa. Well, and if you want to say that the sinews of the neck are not considered meat, why do you need to burn them exactly? What does the Mishnah mean when you say you have to burn them? They're not meat. Why do you have to burn them? We're talking about the Gita Nashe, Balibit Rabbi Yehuda, and following Rabbi Yehuda Shita, Etan Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Enu Noheg, Ela Be'achat, Vadat Machrat, Shalimit. The Rabbi Yehuda taught that the Isser of Gita Nashe was only on one of the Gidim, and we assume that Gid is the, it seems reasonable that Gid is talking about the right Gid. However, the other Gid, the other sciatic nerve, is edible. And so that, if left over, needs to be burnt up. Right? And we know why you didn't eat it, because you were concerned that you were concerned, you know, suffic iser, and but it's still considered notar because it is, you know, one of them is edible. Velatisho disapuke misvekele the Rabbi Yehuda dimivshat pshitele hahide tera nechle desura nishadia lamele sreifa. Well, you know, if that were the case, we should say that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't know which of the gidim you can or cannot eat, and that's why you have this leftover gid that you need to burn, right? Because if he knows, you know, which gid it is, then eat the mutter one and then throw away the usher one. But still, you have no necessity for sreifa. And yet, we taught there that it would seem reasonable that it's the right one. We should have taught there that Rabbi Yehuda didn't know which one it was. Amar Rabbi Ika Bar Chinana Kigon Shehukru L'Basof Nitarvu. Yeah, Inachinami, we do assume that it's the right one. And so in theory, you could just eat the mutter one and throw out the heter one. But when you identified originally which gid you could eat and couldn't eat, but then you mix them up. And so now what we say is you just got to burn them both afterward. Rav Ashi Amar Lo Nitzcha Ela the Shamnu the Gidin Asher. No, we're really teaching that the Sreifa applies. I mean, the burning it up, the Bior applies to the Shem, the Shuman, the fat of the Gidin Asher. Netanya in the Brayta Shamnu Mutar. Right, the fat of the Gidin Asher Mutar. Yisrael Kodshim Hem. And the Jews are holy. The Nogin Bo Isser, right? And they're no Hagin Isser towards the fat of the Gidin Asher. Out of an idea of Kedoshim Tihu, Lakadesh Atzmechav Mashim Mutar Lecha, right? So, you know, to be Kodesh, you separate yourself even from things that are technically permitted to you. Ravina Amar Bachitza. Ravina says that the problematic Gidin Asher is talking about the Mishnah talks about burning up the gid is talking about the outermost gid of the hip. There's an inner one and an outer one. Uchid Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, in accordance with the Shita of Yehuda, the name of Shmuel, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Shnei Gidin Hen Pnimia Samuch Le'etzem Aser. So the inner one of the two gidim that's closer to the bone is Aser. Chayvin Lav, and you have to bring lashes for it. Achitzo na Samuch Le'basar, and the outer one that's closer to the flesh. Usser, also usser, but you're not chayav for it. It's only usser derabana. Chal shishasar. Okay, so we spoke about when the 16th falls out on Shabbat. Ve'amai, why would that be the case? Neiti aseh v'yidcha lo taseh. We have a mitzvah aseh to burn up the gid, right? But notim menu ad boker rei shisrfu. Then everyone leaves over to the next morning and, you know, burn it up in fire. And that's a mitzvah aseh, and we know our general rule is when you have a mitzvah aseh and a mitzvah lo taseh, the aseh is docheh lo taseh. And we say that the Torah says burn it up. It falls on Shabbat. Okay, the Torah says to burn it on even on Shabbat. Amar Chizkia, v'chein tam debecha Chizkia. Okay, so Chizkia said this, and it was also taught in the Beit Midrash of Chizkia. Amar kara lo tatiru menu ad boker, v'nat menu ad boker, v'esh tisir fu, shein tamud lomar, ad boker, matamud lomar, ad boker, l'tein lo, boker shein lo tzirfateu. Because there's a riboy in the pasuk, that's why you burn it up on the 17th, right? It says ad boker twice in the pasuk. You don't really say ad boker twice in the pasuk, just say ad boker once in the pasuk. Why does it say ad boker twice in the pasuk? To give you a second morning to burn it. Why would I ever need a second morning to burn it? Well, when the first morning falls on Shabbat, you burn it on the second morning, on the 17th. Abaye amar amar kara olat Shabbat b'Shabbato. Because of the pasuk olat Shabbat b'Shabbato, we can only burn up on Shabbat. We can only burn korbanot that are relevant to that Shabbat on Shabbat. However, you cannot burn up korbanot that are relevant to a different day on that Shabbat. So because this korban Pesach was not brought on Shabbat, Shabbat is the next day, you're not allowed to do any burning. Rava amar amar kara hu levado yase lachem hu velo machshirav. So Rava taught that, you know, these are the things that can be done on Shabbat itself, right? Who, the actual mitzvah ase itself, lo machshirav. However, not facilitatory actions in the mitzvah ase, levado velo mila shelo bezmana, and levado is a miut that the mila, brit mila shelo bezmana, brit mila generally is done on Shabbat, if the eighth day falls on Shabbat. However, if it's not the eighth day, then you do not do it on Shabbat. Haba mikal v'chomer, which could have been learned by Kal V'Chomer, meaning you may have been able to learn a Kal V'Chomer that Mila, even Shalom is Mana, could have been brought on Shabbat, but Hu Levado implies that it cannot be done on Shabbat if it's not the 8th day. Rav Ashi Amar Shabbaton, the Yom Tov, Asehu, Ve'en Aseh, Doche, Lotase, Ve'aseh. Because even though our general principle is an ase is doche lotase, and here you have an ase to burn the korban, there's an additional mitzvah ase by not doing melacha from the word of Shabbaton. Meaning, there's an isur melacha, but there's also a mitzvah lishbot, right? There's a positive mitzvah to rest, implying refraining from melacha, and there's an isur to do melacha. Why would you ever need both? It's a good question, but the function of having both, of having an ase and a lotase, is we say that even though an ase is doche lotase, so the burning of the korban should be doche the Isser Malacha, because here you have both an Isser Malacha and a Chiyuv to refrain from doing Malacha, you have an Aseh and a Lotaseh, and the Aseh of burning the Korban does not Doche, a Lotaseh, and an Aseh. We'll stop here.